With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Third hour of the Clay Travis Buck Sexton Show gets going right now. We're heading into election season. We're also heading into, for what most of this country will be, cold and flu season. Remember we used to talk about that? You'd see ads for different, you know, Tylenol, cold and flu, and Advil, cold and flu, NyQuil, all this stuff. Because we know that the winter season, indoors more, people get more respiratory viruses, the flu hits year in, year out. We know this. We've seen this our entire lives. And so that means we're heading into the next round here of COVIDism, Fauciism, whatever you want to call it. Latest news on that. And there's so much, by the way. I know on Friday, Clay was talking to you when I was out about how suddenly the CDC has changed it so that you don't have to treat the unvaccinated and vaccinated differently as a matter of policy.
Which is massive, Buck. Which is just, I knew you would love this. I know you missed when the news came out, but we've spent basically the whole time that we've been on the show together with you telling you that the pandemic of the unvaccinated statistically was a lie, telling you that you were probably going to survive the Biden administration's winter of death. And then suddenly they just basically said, oh, yeah, there's no real distinction anymore. These COVID shots don't really provide much protection versus natural immunity or just kind of letting it ride.
It's about individual decision making, which is what it should have been all along. The most absurd, overreaching authoritarianism in our lifetimes from our own government was on this issue of COVID vaccines. Nothing else comes close. People talk about, oh, post 9/11, the Patriot Act, please. They fired soldiers from their careers because they wouldn't get a shot that didn't matter, that they didn't need, that didn't stop the spread. I think we all need to hear this right now because that's what's going on. And this is exactly as we've said they would eventually, the approach they would eventually take, which is just, yeah, we're just going to let this kind of fade. We're never going to have accountability. We're never going to face up to what we did to people. I remember a year ago, and Clay, we'll play in the next segment. We'll get to what you're saying about masks. We'll have some fun on the mask situation here. But a year ago on vaccines, not only were they talking about the winter of death, the pandemic of the unvaccinated, all this stuff, but you will recall there were experts going around saying, if you don't get this shot, you are risking creating superbugs. Remember that?
Yeah.
Based on nothing. Based on just, you know, wish casting that their side was the good guys, the other side was the bad guys. If you won't get shots one, two, and then three soon thereafter, you are effectively a petri dish for the super COVID that was going to come. Turns out, everyone got COVID anyway. Didn't stop the spread at all. Because people say, well, for 60 days, there's a bigger antibody response. Guess what? Month three, doesn't matter. You get COVID because we've all been exposed to it. This is what we've seen all along. So now in the UK, Clay, this is where it is. They've just approved, the first country to have a, speaking of Moderna, on the one hand, Moderna's throwing out 30 million vaccines because they're expired. Which we paid for. Because nobody wants them. Because they're stupid. Because it's not going to actually save you from COVID. This is what everyone's realizing. You know, and I look, you and I, who are the big COVID deniers, there was a hit piece on me in the New York Times, for God's sakes. It's an abject, complete disaster what the libs did about COVID. It is indefensible. You and I had parents get shots, and we encouraged them to get boosted because they're at high risk because of their age.
Yeah.
I can't. My parents right now, if I told them, hey, guys, go get a booster, they'd laugh in my face.
My parents said the same thing.
Because they're like, everyone's gotten COVID.
Yeah.
Everyone's gotten COVID. So what are you even doing?
My parents just got it. And we're fine. They're 78 years old, had gotten their shots. But they're like, we're not going to get any more shots. And I think there are a lot of people out there who are 70 plus, right, that are saying, like, we got to get back to normal life now. Let people make decisions for themselves. But the fact that we allowed these companies to make tens of billions of dollars selling us, Buck, a fundamental lie. Because what they told us was, you get this shot, you'll neither get nor spread COVID. That was the implicit sales pitch that they made. If they were eligible for lawsuits, every plaintiff's lawyer in America would be lining up on the courthouse steps because they fraudulently induced tens of millions of Americans to get the COVID shot by telling them something that is 100% untrue. You wouldn't get or spread COVID. There's a lot of people listening to us right now, Buck, who bought that sales pitch, who listened, who did what they thought was the right choice, and then they've got COVID. Everybody gets COVID, no matter what, no matter how many times you got the shot. It's not the fifth ones ain't going to save it.
So here's where we are with the UK, all right, just so everyone knows the situation. Moderna has this vaccine that is basically a split in half. So it's a double dose, but half dosage. They just approved this in the UK, first country in the world, where they're going to have an Omicron-specific dose and an original COVID dose just for extra protection. Now, I'm just wondering, has anybody over at Moderna thought about how many people already have natural immunity to the original COVID? How many people already have natural immunity to Omicron? And, oh, Clay, here's the other problem. Does anyone think that we're going to be facing old school Omicron going into this fall? It's going to be a different virus.
That's right.
It's like these people with, for all their lab coats and their fancy degrees, are total morons, except they made so much money. And
they're
they bought mansions
because it's
and they
about,
got away with it.
It's about the money. It's about the money. You got to follow the and this is why I'm saying, if you and I were politicians, instead of just trying to sit here and talk to people every day for 3 hours, I would be hammering home that when Republicans take back the House and the Senate, certainly when they take back the House, we're passing a bill and we're sending it to Joe Biden that takes away all of the profits that Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson made off of these COVID shots, which our government gave them tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars now, that don't work. And we're gonna take back their profits. Two options for them. Either we are going to rescind your ability not to be sued over this, and you can take us to court and we can fight out all those documents, everything else. And that would open the door to the plaintiffs and there would be hundreds of billions of dollars in liability. Pfizer and Moderna might bankrupt over what I believe is clear fraud based on their sales pitch for this document or for this. Or you voluntarily disgorge all of your profits to the United States government, and we are redistributing those profits to everyone who was fired for refusing to take your shots. That's what I would be arguing.
I think we're going to head into now a winter period. We're not going to see these results before the election, which is a shame, because I just want every person to remember what it was like. Think back to 1 year ago. Think back to 12 months on the timeline in reverse here, what the Democrats were saying about you for not wanting, even if you wanted to get the shot yourself. A lot of our audience, I'm sure, got the shot. A lot of people did. But when they were mandating this, when they were saying get the shot or you get fired.
Yep.
Get the shot or you can't go to your brother's wedding. Get the shot or you can't go to your daughter's graduation. Get the shot or else was the whole pitch that they, not the pitch, it was the demand that they made for everybody. And we should all be one, you know, single issue voters going into, Democrats deserve complete political annihilation just for the way they politicized COVID, just for the double mask, triple mask, N95 mask, get four shots, get five shots. It's a mess. But I also think what we're going to see is that you're going to have blue states, Clay, California, New York, etc., going to be getting all vaxxed up again. Not to the same degree, but a lot of people in those places are going to be saying, oh, I have to get the new fancy Omicron / original COVID whatever shot. They're going to get it. And a lot of people in the rest of the country are not going to get it. You know what's going to happen? We're going to see the same thing that's happened before. They're going to get COVID too, just like everybody else. And they're never going to stop until they finally realize that they've been had.
They wanted us not to be honest with you. There was a lot of pressure back in the summer last year, Buck, when you and I were having Alex Berenson on. And we were talking about this was in the days when everybody was cheerleading. Remember, it was a hot vax summer. Everybody wanted to say 2021, COVID's gone forever. How dare you ask questions about the fact that there are a lot of breakthrough cases? That's a tiny minority of cases. That's not a big issue. Remember all those things that they told you? Remember how they attacked Buck and I for even having the audacity to say, hey, let's just talk about some of this data. I'm not that comfortable with the numbers that are coming out of Israel and coming out of England. We were right on all of it.
Here's one of my favorites, Clay. February of 2021, PolitiFact coming after yours truly, the biggest fact-checking site on the internet. Got a good photo of me, I got to say. The swoop, the hair, looking good in this one. So at least I got that going for me, which is nice. The science, this was my tweet, the science says open the schools, stop wearing masks outside, and everyone at low risk should start living normal lives. That's in February of 2021, okay? So this is quite a ways back. And they write, false. A popular Facebook blog, blah, blah, blah. And they flag this and they say they take it apart point by point. Open the schools, Clay. They hit me with a false information for opening the schools. They hit me with false information for wearing masks outside. They wrote, because coronavirus is relatively new, the research on outdoor masks is limited. But so far, science has shown that masks prevent virus transmission. CDC published February 10th. So they hit me with they're hitting me on outdoor mask wearing as a fact check. These people are such horrific morons, and they're so dishonest, and they're so grotesque. And I'm not letting this stuff go. And I know for a lot of our audience, we have people that lost their jobs in this audience.
Oh, yeah.
We have people that got screamed at by lunatics because they didn't mask up their five-year-old outdoors like we were supposed to. I'm not letting this go.
No, and when we come back, by the way, it's been 1 year since I spoke out at my school board. With the FBI's out here raiding Donald Trump. Remember, they also investigated parents who spoke at their school boards about masking and CRT and everything else as domestic terrorists. And one of those school board meetings that received national attention, Joe Biden even commented directly, was Williamson County, Tennessee, where I spoke. I haven't listened to this since I did it. You only get a minute or two to speak or whatever it is. We're going to play you that audio. I think just like with you, Buck, when it came to PolitiFact, I think everything I say, you're going to listen to and say, yeah, a year later, he was 100% right. We'll play that for you in a sec. In the meantime, Federal Reserve is projecting to raise rates again next month, maybe as much as 0.75% yet again. What that means, interest rates on new mortgages are going to go up. Interest rates on credit cards will go up too. That means you may be well thinking to yourself, how do I end up paying off so much of the debt that I have and not being taken hostage by the rising rates of debt all over the country? They can talk with you. If you own your home, about home equity, they can talk about how to use your home equity to pay off more expensive credit card debt. I saw that credit card debt rapidly rising right now. I know a lot of you out there may have credit card balances that you would like to get rid of as well. How do you take care of it? Well, a call. Give them 10 minutes. Call American Financing 800-777-8109. Put your financial house in order by calling American Financing, 800-777-8109. You can also visit AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Monday edition of the program. We roll through final hour. Buck was talking about getting fact-checked for his statements that were truthful. You guys know I've got three kids. They're all back in school, almost. One of them's going back ninth grade this year. I've got a sixth grader and I've got a second grader. So last year, two elementary school students, they were trying to re-implement masks in my school district. I was one of those domestic terrorist parents who went and spoke on behalf of their kids. This is last year, anti-mask mandate in schools. Listen to this.
For all these people walking around in masks, engaging in cosmetic theater, thinking that they are making a difference against COVID, they aren't. Here's the truth. Our kids, under 25-year-olds, one in a million chance that they are going to die of COVID. They are more likely to be struck by lightning. They are more likely to be struck by lightning. They are more likely to die of the seasonal flu. Have any of you ever mandated masks for the seasonal flu? Well, shame on you, because every kid in Williamson County Schools has been under more danger from the seasonal flu every year than they are for COVID. I would tell every parent here, don't let your kids wear masks.
I think that's the most pissed off I've ever heard you, by the way.
I'm still angry that they made any kid. I mean, first of all, they shut down schools, all that. But the mask people, I want the mask people to have to all acknowledge how wrong they were, particularly for kids. Because the fact, look, Buck, Philadelphia kids are going back to school and they're making them all wear masks for 2 weeks to start school. There are still a lot of places masking kids under five. Your old's going to be walking around in a mask. You know what? I'm thankful. You and I are going to be in Salt Lake City this weekend. I'm thankful, Buck, that they haven't been able to bring back masks on airplanes. And at least the CDC new guidance makes it theoretically harder and harder for them to bring them back. But they're making TSA agents wear them, which hasn't gotten a lot of attention. If you go through an airport in any time in recent history, you've started to see they've had to wear them. It's all illogical. It's all immoral. It's absurd.
I mean, I sit here, I go back. This is the fun thing about Twitter. I go back in time. I've got a written record of this. In literally June of 2020, Not June of 2020, but June of 2020. Mask wearing for the healthy outdoors in summer is absurd, as many of us have been saying for weeks. That was in response to a CNBC piece where they had all these people in the parks with masks on. Like, I mean, you and I have been on this train from the beginning. November of 2020. Of course, we're going back to the your mask protects me, my mask protects you bull crap. Just remember, people who have been insisting that wearing a mask protects you, and if you question them, you're a monster, were wrong, in all caps. So we go back 2 years now, man, and we're still having to have this fight with these. They're out of their minds. This is a delusion. This is the result of a Chinese Communist Party-style struggle sessions led by Dr. Fauci, who's still going around in his little hipster outfits. You ever notice, by the way, Fauci dresses like a guy who's like 35? He really does, because he is a fame, you know what. I can't even say. He is obsessed with the Vanity Fair.
We could say he's a fame whore.
I can. I can say whore.
Yeah, we could say whore.
I like how Clay never holds back on the words. I worry that the potty mouth will get me in trouble.
When I started doing radio, I went and looked up all the FCC restrictions to see exactly what words could be used.
Fauci's the biggest fame whore on the planet, which is why he wears his little skinny ties and his little hipster shoes and the whole thing, because it's all about his brand. He was wrong on everything. In case you're wondering what I think of the guy. If your business has been has five or more employees and survived COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. After a couple of tough years in business, you've earned this break. This isn't a loan. There's no payback involved. It is a refund of your taxes and comes to you in a check. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those who had an increase in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund's only available for a limited time. Don't miss out. The website is GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. Welcome back to the Clay Travis Buck Sexton Show. We're going to get to some of your calls here in a second because of the direct report from President Trump himself that they seized his passports, including an expired one, which he added in there.
Well, when you were talking about, why does he have more than one passport even?
And I mean, he might have, I don't know if the president has travels on like a diplomatic passport or has some additional level of, you know, that's certainly a possibility. But anyway, they seized his passport. And so we know about this. But first, though, Clay, we were talking about Albert Bourla before, and he has a Twitter. I want you to I'm going to read what Bourla says, okay? And then you're going to give some of your favorite responses. This is the CEO of Pfizer. You all loving that shot number four, everybody? Yeah, that shot number four is the good stuff, right? Not so much. People are like, here's what Bourla says. I would like to let you know that I have tested positive for COVID-19. I am thankful to have received 4 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine and am feeling well while experiencing very mild symptoms. I am isolating and have started a course of Paxlovid. We have come very far so in our efforts to battle this disease. I am confident in a speedy recovery. Clay, what are the folks saying in response to the CEO of Pfizer genuflecting to his awesome vaccines while he has COVID?
There's some amazing responses. He's getting torched in the comments. I would encourage all of you, if you want a laugh and you've been so angry about the way that these biotech companies, these drug companies have treated you. This is Sander Van Dam. Amazing name. This is like the CEO of Durex being thankful for wearing a condom despite his wife getting pregnant. And then the top response to that is 4 condoms, which is really, I mean, and then people
it's
are
the
asking.
It's the fifth
really,
condom, Clay, that really the gets the job done. Kept him.
Yeah. And then, I mean, people, I'm going to read just a few more. If you already took 4 shots of the COVID vaccine you sell, What do you need to take Paxlovid, the other drug you sell? I mean, that's a good question. That's from Jake Shields. You need more. A lot of people saying, I think the fifth would have helped. You need more boosters. You should have gotten Moderna instead. That would not have have mattered. And then here's some of the sad and truthful things, Buck. Lisa Kirk tweets, these statements tore my family apart. They believed this nonsense and excluded me from Christmas because I chose not to inject this stuff. I mean, and this is the reality, right? There are a lot of people out there who's had family members who believed, hey, if you don't get the COVID shot, you are not able to, you're not able to interact. I mean, here, four shots, you still got a breakthrough case along with a billion others. And on top of that, you're taking a therapeutic. What exactly are the four shots doing for you again? And then the top response is they're making him billions of dollars. That's what they're doing for him. Then there's a couple of graphics here that are funny, Buck. It says Pfizer alarm, and it shows it's a meme. It shows a woman putting in her code. We got burgled three times, but thank God we had Pfizer alarms. Would have been much worse if we hadn't, because obviously they're making fun of just crashed my car for the fourth time. Faulty steering again, only minor injuries this time. Can't wait to get the same model again. Apart from the steering issue, it's really a great car. I recommend it to everyone, and being the CEO of the manufacturer had no bearing on this at all.
And can we add in, since we're on the reel here and talking about what's true and what we know now, it turned into, over the winter when we had a huge spike in COVID, yep, huge spike in cases, lots of people dying from COVID, it turned into, oh no, but you won't die if you get the vaccine and are up to date. What that really meant was, if you were on shot three or shot four, and you were at high risk, and you're within about a 60-day protection window, 60 days, folks, you may have been at slightly less risk of death from COVID. They can't even make that claim anymore based on the data we've seen over the last 6 months. So we are talking categorical, top to bottom, mission failure for Pfizer, yep, for Moderna. That is where we are now. A year ago, even saying the vaccines might not work as well as they said was considered grounds for deplatforming, was considered grounds for you're a murderer. And this was a Democrat top-down talking point. You are a risk to your neighbors. You are a risk to the people around you if you don't get this shot. It was all lies, yep, lies. And everyone needs to know that.
I'm somewhat encouraged that they're letting everybody in the mentions tee off on the Pfizer CEO, and also that they are allowing people to favor it. One last thing here, and then we're going to take a couple of your calls. So not only are you four times vaxxed with something that doesn't work for what you sold it, but on top of that, you need another drug, Paxlovid, to go through a mild flu. Resign and fire your R&D and marketing teams, because this is quite an ugly ad for your company. Utter joke. Karma never misses. So that is the responses right now to the Pfizer CEO. People wanting to weigh in with a variety of topics we've been involved in. One topic, Buck, was Donald Trump saying on Truth Social that his passports were seized in the Mar-a-Lago raid. I'm saying, as a lawyer who's done criminal defense, I don't ever remember seeing that without charges. James from Sea Island, you're also in criminal defense. Have you seen that happen for a non-charged individual?
No. No, there has been no indictment. There's been no arraignment.
So what does this say to you? I mean, have you ever heard of somebody who is a target of an investigation just having their passport seized?
Nope.
So what do you think is going on?
I mean, you think it's as strange as I do when I see that, assuming that Trump is accurate, because obviously he's not at Mar-a-Lago right now, and his passports have been seized. What does it tell you?
Well, I'm speechless. They are the property of the U.S. government. But if you take somebody's passport and prevent them from travel, you've got some Section 1983 violations going on.
Which are what?
So, I mean, you're as stunned by this. I mean, my read on it was they must be planning on charging him with a crime almost immediately.
Yeah, but Clay, they seize your passport because they think you're going to flee the country.
Well, I know.
Donald Trump is not about to show up in Madagascar, you know, acting like he's no one's ever heard of him before.
Is there anyone who would be least able to hide in the entire world than Donald Trump?
I literally think it may be the hardest for him to hide of any person on the planet.
I don't even think that's hyperbole. I think he may be the most famous person on the planet
But so why seize his passport? I mean, even if there was an indictment, it's such a slap in the face.
Well, it's because it tries to make him look even more guilty, because what the message they're sending is, he's so guilty, we have to take his passports now to keep him from being able to travel.
You know, all of a sudden, he's in the beach on like the west coast of Mexico, and he's like, I am Senor Trumpo. I have lived here my entire life. You know, I don't think that's going to fly. I don't think it's going
to be. I think he's the least able to hide of anybody in the entire world.
Andrew in Miami, Florida, you're a retired police chief. Your son was in the Army. Tell us what happened.
My son recently got his walking papers from the Army after we paid to train him as a combat medic in the Army. He's back here now. He's not happy about it, but that's the way things go.
Over the vaccine.
Because he wouldn't get the COVID shot.
No, he wouldn't. He refused the COVID shot. That is correct.
It's horrible. Can we just, as much as we can we apologize on behalf of the country for what was done to your son? Because it's wrong, Andrew. And your son was serving, and your son's service should have been honored, and it's wrong. But Fauci and Biden and the Democrats, they spat on that service.
Yeah, they did. They did. There's no two ways about it. What I want to touch on was the thing that I found interesting that nobody's talking about is the application for the search warrant. I've written search warrants. I have authorized search warrants. I've reviewed search warrants. And when we write a search warrant, there's two things that stand out. It's a search in the nighttime and a no knock. And you have to articulate specific things as to why you're requesting either one of those two boxes be checked on the search warrant application. So it generally goes like an hour before and an hour after sunset determines whether or not the search can be conducted during the nighttime. And it looked like it was early morning, so it's going to be very, very interesting once everything is finally released, and this is what I'm going to look for, is to see if they apply for a no-knock and if they apply for a search in the nighttime. And it's going to be interesting to see what their justification was for that.
I think they applied for a daytime search. I looked at the warrant, and I think they clicked that, checked that box. But a question for you along those lines. The passport seizure. In your time as a Miami police officer, did you ever seize passports? And if so, how would that process have worked?
Well, I wasn't a police officer in Miami. I was a police chief in the Northeast. And
Sorry.
The answer to your question, though, is that's okay. Now, the answer to your question is unequivocally no. That never, ever has happened in the 34 years that I was in law enforcement.
Were you a Massachusetts guy?
I was.
Yeah. I know my Massachusetts brothers and sisters when I hear them. Thanks for calling in, Andrew. I appreciate that. That's right.
Everybody has relocated to Florida. I thought he just had an accent and had relocated at some point in his life to Florida.
So, Clay, here's the thing. I can pick out New York accents versus Boston accents versus Western New York, like Buffalo accents. Can you tell as a Tennessean if somebody's Alabama or versus South Carolina, or is the regional dialect not that differentiated?
I mean, it is differentiated. I'm not, obviously, for anybody who listens, as adroit in terms of picking up on verbal accents as
I mean,
you are.
If you get like three moonshines out of you, all of a sudden, Clay Travis.
Here's what I can do, and I think a lot of Southerners can do it. We can pick out people who were raised in the South that you would otherwise maybe never know were raised in the South. Like if you took me to San Francisco, or you took me to Seattle, or you took me to Minneapolis, and I went out to dinner, and you said, okay, one of the four people has grown up in the South, find out which one it is just by listening to their verbal tics, I would be able to pick them.
Yeah, see, I can pick New York. I can pick Manhattan versus Long Island versus Staten Island versus Staten Island. Long Island is tough, to be fair, but Massachusetts for sure.
I can do pretty good on regional variations. Like, so, hey, you're Midwest. You grew up in the like, because Nashville has a lot of cross pollination.
You know what
too.
Really throws me? And people are gonna yell at me for this. Buffalo and Minneapolis can't tell them apart. Can't tell them apart. I know people say, oh, it's so different, but it sounds the, it's, oh gosh, sounds the same to me. So I know we're working on it. Folks, I just got this in my email. It says data breach affecting 69 million users, and it's about Neopets. It's telling me that there was a massive breach, and it's saying, hey, were you involved in the breach? Have you ever used this site before? These come in all the time. Fortunately, I get a heads up because this email came to me from LifeLock. It just got sent to me a couple of weeks ago. Whenever there's a big breach and I could have data exposed, LifeLock is on it, and they let me know. They even say at the bottom of this email, we have your back. You can feel confident knowing your membership gives you the tools you need if your information got exposed in this breach. Your existing plan includes dark web monitoring. I've been a LifeLock customer. I'm reading this to you from my personal email for about 5 years now. Look, this is who you need to have your back online with all the big breaches, because all of a sudden they can use that information, take out credit cards in your name, do all kinds of stuff. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year when you use promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK. That's promo code B-U-C-K for 25% off.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Buck, I can't stop reading the comments to the Pfizer CEO. There are so many of you out there I know who hate Twitter and you've been angry about COVID. If you just want to feel better about humanity, the amount of wit, the amount of derision, the amount of ridicule that is raining down on Pfizer CEO right now, Albert Bourla, after he said, despite 4 shots, he tested positive for COVID, you will enjoy it immensely. I encourage you to go find it. And if you're following Buck or I, you'll see that we've retweeted and shared that that comment. But I was reading directly through the comments. And the thing that I'll say, Buck, that I find encouraging is you and I both know Our friend Alex Berenson, who we're going to try to get on later this week, shared, I believe it was on Friday, on his Substack, that the White House, during the Biden administration, demanded that Twitter suspend him because of his influence combating all of these now clearly falsehoods surrounding the COVID shot. And, you know, Buck, I'm not the kind of guy to brag or draw attention to myself, really more of a shrinking violet. But he shared a graphic that he said the White House referenced that had his name in bold. It was an MIT study. And then our friend Ovik Roy shared it too. And when I happened to click on that and saw my name emboldened, I was like, yes. I was so excited that I had been cited in that same graphic.
I'm going to write to MIT and say, where am I? Because there's this whole matrix of thousands. And there are people on there, to be fair. I'm like, who is that? I've never even heard of this person before. So I don't know what's going on here. I think it is hard to find somebody with a more distinguished record of despising Dr. Fauci and saying he's a liar.
You're upset that you weren't flagged by the MIT people.
I got PolitiFact coming after me. I got a bullcrap piece in the New York Times a year ago coming after me. I get all these psycho libs saying he's a mass denier. He hates Fauci. And then they do the MIT matrix. I'm not on the matrix. Nonsense.
I think you're probably on the matrix. You need to get like a detailed matrix breakdown because there's so many different. I mean, this matrix, this graphic has so many different places and moving parts. I bet you're on it and they just didn't bolden your name.
I know that's
so
harsh.
You just got to get some respect. You got to demand respect from MIT.
Yeah, MIT not showing the love. I'm going to do my math homework more next time, I promise. So we've got obviously so much that we're going to be following up here on the situation of the Trump Mar-a-Lago thing. But Clay, apparently a guy tried to join a sorority out in what happened here? Because, you know, they didn't have sororities at Amherst, which was a huge, big L there, big loss for the Buckster in college.
University of Alabama, the bid week or whatever
I
you want
to
call it, rush.
Yes.
Yeah, is a monster deal, the sorority rush. So for the first time ever, they had a biological man who was attempting to become an Alabama sorority girl. God bless Alabama, Roll Tide. The sororities all rejected him and refused to allow him as a man, identifying as a woman, to become a member of any of their sororities. So I got to say, Roll Tide, good for the University of Alabama, good for these girls standing up for themselves and not allowing a guy in because there are a lot of dudes that would try to do this otherwise. And by the way, if you're a straight guy, you got into the right sorority. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there like, heck, I'd like to live in a sorority house. It's like the guys who end up in prison that go and flip and decide to live in a... you saw that in New Jersey where the guy got two different women pregnant?
Show's over.
Wild times.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.